Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. And today we're going to talk about Barbie, the Barbie movie, and how Barbie is unveiling the disparity that's out there. Barbie's journey to the real world and what the whole Barbie story really says about women and the mental load that we bear trying to be the best in the things that we do. I read this quote that America Ferrera said in the Barbie movie, this amazing monologue. And she said later that there's no woman in her life that these words don't ring true for. Every single word, the truth hits you in a certain way and then you can't unhear it. And Barbie has this monologue, America Ferrera does in the movie. She says, it's literally impossible to be a woman. You are so beautiful and so smart, and it kills me that you don't think you're good enough, Barbie. Like, we have to always be extraordinary, but somehow we're always doing it wrong. You have to be thin, but not too thin, and you can never say you want to be thin. You have to say that you want to be healthy, but also you have to be thin. You have to have money, but you can't ask for money because that's crass. And you can't want to make money because that's not being philosophical and spiritual. You have to be a boss, but you can't be mean. You have to lead, but you can't squash other people's ideas. You're supposed to love being a mother, but don't talk about your kids all the damn time. You have to be a career woman, but also always be looking out for other people. You have to answer for men's bad behavior, which is insane. But if you point it out, then you're accused of complaining. You're supposed to stay pretty for men, but not so pretty that you tempt them too much or that you threaten other women, because you're always supposed to be a part of the sisterhood. But always stand out and always be grateful. But never forget that the system is rigged, so find a way to acknowledge that, but also always be grateful. You have to never get old. Never be rude, never show off, never be selfish, never fall down, never fail, never fear, never get out of line. It's too hard. It's too contradictory, and nobody gives you a medal or says thank you. And it turns out, in fact, that not only are you doing everything wrong, but also everything is your fault. I'm just so tired of watching myself and every other single woman out there tie herself into knots so that people will like us. And if all of that is also true for a doll just representing a woman, then I don't even know. And that is such an amazing monologue. That was America Ferrera's words. And talking about that Barbie monologue just got me started. And I think it's so, so true that we have such a difficult burden as women. The burden of parenthood, the unbalanced labor distribution, the way that we have to juggle through all these aspects of our life in a way that men really don't have to do. And if you're a man listening, please, I'm not a man hater. But listen and learn from the depth of our experience, because it's different to be a mother and a mom and a boss girl and a woman. And I don't even like the term boss girl again anymore. It's so choogy. But there was a quote in Moms Behaving Badly that said that there's an entire generation of women who are drowning because they were raised with traditional gender roles while being empowered to be independent. And these women still take on the majority of house duties while simultaneously killing it in the workplace. And they're tired. They're tired. We are tired. Women continue to bear the brunt of domestic labor. We really do. And that is a fact. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that women spend 47 minutes than men each day on housework, and that's 5.5 hours per week, and that does not include duties like child rearing. That doesn't even include child rearing and grocery shopping, child care. So that's just the housework. And that hour a day when you get home from work is a lot, because sometimes we're getting home at 7 p.m. We're having to do the dinner and everything else and the housework that comes after the dinner. And the studies show that women spend 4 hours and 25 minutes a day doing unpaid care work as opposed to men who spend only about an hour and 23 minutes. And in fact, between 1997 and 2012, the time that women spent in caregiving was reduced by just 15 minutes a day. And for men, this increased by just 8 minutes a day. So there's some improvement. Maybe there's some more perception of the need to be on equal fronts, but the actual change in time spent is very little. And women, definitely there's a gender gap in unpaid care. If we tried to close this gender gap by bringing men up to speed, other studies show that the gender gap of unpaid care will be closed in 209 years from now at this rate. 209 years, what are we gonna do in the meantime? We are just gonna become bitter and tired. We're tired. Up to 10% of women and 4% of men cite parenthood and increased home responsibilities as reasons that they might miss out on chances to be promoted or putting their career first. I know I certainly did not put my career first. I did a really amazing hard training program, one of the top five programs in the country for head and neck surgery. And I came out of that program such a kick-ass skilled head and neck surgeon doing like 20-hour free flap reconstructive procedures. And you come out of that and you realize that you don't have too much more time for your little eggs to still remain healthy and viable, and that you have to worry about the pressures of having babies right away. Because you put that off during residency training, you put that off during fellowship, and then suddenly you realize that the clock is ticking and you have fertility timings that you have to respect because nature doesn't care about your career. So suddenly after graduating with all this heavy training, my main focus became my kids, and I'm so glad it did. I wouldn't have given that up for anything. I really put them at the forefront. I didn't go to meetings. I didn't go to lectures. I always felt so guilty to leave even for a few days for a weekend meeting, although it would have been very beneficial. Just the amount of planning, strategizing, and organizing for a set of infant twins and then two other kids was really hard. So I didn't go to meetings. I put my kids first. And that's what so many women are doing. And the reason why their careers maybe are on different trajectories are just because of that child rearing. Up to 6% of women who work in healthcare field burned out as a result of the fact that they work much harder and more frequently than men do. And they may have missed more days of work as a result of childcare issues as well. In 2017, 90% of mothers took maternity leave, but only 12% of fathers took some time off to help care for the baby. And I think they don't understand that childcare is such a draining and full-time job. I recently hung out with one of my relatives who has a ton of kids, and it's just so mentally depleting, and you have to give it 100% of your energy because they get into so much trouble at every turn and every corner, and they need so much guidance and love and, you know, really nurturing to blossom into amazing humans. And that takes your all. So I think one of the things we really have to look at in our journey to become our best selves is, what are your priorities? And if it's your career, putting that super first. And if it's raising kids and having family, not to feel guilty to put that first. You'll have seasons in your life where you need to give those kids your 100% focus and attention. And then you'll have seasons in your life when you need to really grow and blossom in your specialty, in your career path, and your choosing of your profession. And you'll have times where you really have to put your nose to the grindstone doing both, because life does not slow down. And that is where we wear out, and that's where we need to learn how to ask for help. And so we need to do the things that get us help, like asking for a childcare helper, hiring a babysitter, getting a tutor, getting a personal assistant. These are the things that have made my life, you know, really smoothen out. I've had to clone myself, and I'm so lucky to live near grandparents. So counting on your family. If you don't have family near you, build a support network. Get some amazing tutors to help you with after-school activities. Definitely have two or three babysitters lined up to be in the lineup. And definitely get yourself a personal assistant and a housekeeper if you can. It's really helpful because you have to think of yourself as a highly paid skilled worker. Like, what does it cost for a plastic surgeon's time to clean up the kitchen and run the vacuum and put the trash out and do the laundry? I did that for a period of time because I like to keep my own house tidy, and I wanted to save money, and I wanted to, like, I've always been able to tidy up after myself. And then I just realized it was mentally exhausting, and I needed to spend that time with actual childcare or actually just caring for myself. And so I'm giving you permission, all of you ladies listening, and men out there too. You have permission to get yourself a virtual personal assistant or a real personal assistant or a housekeeper or a tutor or someone to help with washing the car. The things that you need to do, you need to decide that your time is worth it and you need to buy back your time and buy back your freedom. And this is why we work so hard, right? Why do I work so hard? It's not because, you know, monetary gain and finances, like that's fine and good. But once you have a decent place to live, a roof over your head, you're paying your rent, you have reasonable outfits and transportation, let's be real, you don't need that much more to get along in life. But you do need to have time and freedom to give you the ability to do the things you want to do. Sometimes you're working so hard you don't even know what things you want to do for pleasure in life. And life is so fast and so transitory that you need to take that time to understand what things truly bring you happiness. Whether it is walking in the garden, traveling, being in the outdoors, having experiences with friends and family. What are the things? Sometimes it's just peace and quiet to hear yourself thinking and reading and philosophizing and listening to music. Like, I am going back to my old college self where I was my most happy sitting under a tree in front of the library in college and like studying, reading, and hanging out with friends. And that's what's making me happy these days. It's not buying a stupid purse. It's not luxury goods and things that I see splashed all over everybody. I'm really thinking about myself and what makes me happy. And it's simple pleasures, and that's so gratifying. But to get to that stage in life, you have to be able to buy back some time so that you can actually think about what matters to you. And women have so much pressure. So much pressure, just like America Ferrera said, and just like the Barbie monologue, like you have to be everything to everyone. You have to be pretty, but not too pretty. You have to be skinny, but not too skinny. Like, you also have to give yourself permission to stop giving an F. Stop. Just stop caring so much about what other people think and try to stop being such a people pleaser and realize that you have a right to your happiness and you have all these social norms that you were brought up with that make you think that women have to do things a certain way, and we actually don't. We actually don't. So I want you to be the girl that decides what makes her happy, and if that means everyone else is going out and you're at home snuggled on the sofa with your puppy, then be that girl and read. And learn and think about philosophies of life, because life goes by so quickly. If you don't slow down and decide what your priorities are, you're going to be trapped on this treadmill of trying to achieve what society is telling us to be. And Barbie, I love how Barbie was created with the vision that it would make girls see this figure in any role in life, as a pilot, as a doctor, as a stewardess, as a, you know, as a homemaker, as a scientist, every different color, every different shape, every different size, Barbie is now fully integrated into what she can be. And it's time for us as women to step up there. In medicine, we see so much pressure for women to be excluded, to not have the same opportunities that men have. And this year, or last year in 2022, was actually one of the first years that women made up the majority of students. 53.8% of all medical school students were women. And that's 51,000 women who enrolled in U.S. med schools. And making up the majority is huge. That happened for the first time in 2019, but it's persisted. And even up to 2022, that was still the case. And I think that's amazing because women have so much empathy, so much ability to really engage with patients and become some of the finest doctors out there. I definitely think that we need to work on getting ourselves in the positions we want to be, and remember that we need to ask for leverage to get paid the same. Male physicians earn consistently more than women physicians. For every dollar a man earns, a woman earns only 74 cents. And this translates to up to $2.5 million less in career earnings for women physicians compared to men, depending on the type of medicine they're in. The gender gap pay in medicine has been under a lot of scrutiny in the last few years, and female plastic surgeons report they earn 11% less than their male peers. And when we lecture at meetings and go to conferences and do sponsorship things, guess what? We're not always being paid the same amounts. So diving deep into your worth and understanding that women get paid less and starting to really analyze that is so important for us to take that next step toward financial equality. So I think the more that we dive deep into what creates all this disparity in the women's world and the man's world and Barbie world, it's so important to really think about what this generation of women is feeling. And this whole generation of women feels overwhelmed. And they're independent. They've been taught to pursue independence, to be mentally equivalent or stronger in many aspects to men. And yet they're bearing all of the old baggage and the mental load of running the household, running the children, creating a fun-loving environment, being responsible for the social, emotional, and mental development of the children that we bear birth to is our responsibility, of course. But it's a whole nother level of work. And being a woman with a career in medicine, I definitely empathize with all of you out there. The fatigue and the challenges that we experience juggling labor division and balancing your family and professional commitments. So I just want to give you this vote of spirit of success. And I want you guys to prosper. I want you to put your foot firmly down, your high-heeled stiletto shoe down, and say no. And sometimes let the mess build up at home. Wait for the gentleman or the partner of your life to take care of the mess, because eventually they might. And if they don't, let's hire someone to help us to do some of that work. I want you guys to be so successful. And sometimes in Barbie's journey to the real world, we have to put our foot down and say that it's time for change and say that we are tired and say, I will always be an eternal supporter of my women, friends, mothers, and colleagues out there. But just remember, you can't always take on the majority of the duties and simultaneously kill it in the workplace. You're going to get tired. So put your foot down and put your best foot forward and let's do this, Barbie girls. Let's do this. That's it for now, guys. Hope you stay motivated and I love you guys so much. Don't forget to find me doing a podcast every Tuesday and every Friday. You can check out my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. And that's it for now. Stay beautiful, my Barbies.